This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The public may get to see some of the files on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein after all. Last night, President Trump okayed the release of a portion of grand jury testimony. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We should be clear that this decision is not up to the president and it's not up to the attorney general. It's going to be up to a court to make a determination as to whether or not this grand jury testimony is going to be released.
What will not be considered for public consumption, an alleged message from the president. CBS's Jared Hill.
The Wall Street Journal article claims he sent Epstein a body note for his 50th birthday, featuring a doodle of a naked woman. Online, President Trump called the letter fake, writing, "It's not the way he talks, and he doesn't draw pictures."
The White House has announced the president's been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, a condition common in people over 70. Chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
When the muscles of your legs contract, they pump the blood up against gravity, and what stops it from falling back down is a series of one-way valves. As you get older, those valves become weakened, the blood falls back down, and then you can get varicose veins, you can get swelling of the leg.
A win for the president in his bid to claw back $9 billion in federal funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The House voting just after midnight to send the bill to Mr. Trump's desk for his signature. After a more than three-decade run, the most watched late-night TV show is fading to black. Stephen Colbert made the announcement during a live taping.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May.
CBS says the decision was purely financial. CBS New York's Dick Brennan.
Outside the Ed Sullivan Theater, fans reacted to the news.
I've been watching the show ever since it came on. I remember watching the Colbert Report, and then when he moved to CBS, taking over for one of the greatest of all time, David Letterman.
We love Stephen Colbert. We came to New York, and we came to the show. Sorry to hear it's going to be canceled.
A legendary daredevil has died.
We're so proud of you. You did absolutely fabulous.
2013, Fearless Felix Baumgartner spoke to CBS News about his 24-mile skydive from the edge of space.
The primary goal was to break the speed of sound as a human person outside of an airplane. I did.
Officials in Italy say Baumgartner was killed while he was paragliding after he hit the side of a swimming pool. He was 56. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Those JWACS employees will start to come home in phases by the end of next year. It was announced this week that SC Johnson is set to relocate around 170 jobs from Chicago to Mount Pleasant. Those employees will transition into the company's recently acquired facility on Willow Road. It was an Educators Credit Union building. Now it's conveniently located to SC Johnson's other Mount Pleasant operations. The company says the relocation aims to unite business units. About 100 employees will remain in Chicago. Racine County's housing market surged in June, with sales rising 15% year over year and home values nearing $298,000. Kenosha County saw sales go down 6%. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says both counties remain challenging for buyers, as strong demand and low supply keep the market competitive and homes selling quickly. As AMCs start to come back, the place where they were built is taking shape. A new Wintrust Community Bank will soon become the first private development in the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. That's the 107-acre transformation of the former Chrysler plant site along 52nd and 60th Streets. The branch, operated by State Bank of the Lakes, will feature a nonprofit conference room and programs for financial education. There are two buildings up in that neighborhood now, one a school, the other a mixed-use facility. The $1 billion project plans to bring offices, homes, green space, and innovation hubs to the once vacant area of Kenosha. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them, and we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us, and getting these guys back who we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vorbins. If you have the day off today, you picked a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, shower or a storm possible later after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature is 54.
You know how nice everybody is on a plane because they're afraid they'll die? Excuse me, pardon me. No, you go ahead. Don't worry about me. As soon as we land, New York attitude. Pilot says, ladies and gentlemen, please remain in your seats till we get to the terminal. It's like, yeah, right. Everybody starts throwing their bags on the floor. We're down, baby, we're down. Stewardess flips out, comes running up the aisle. Please, against federal regulation, you have to sit down. We sit down, I'm sitting there thinking, really, what could they do? What are they gonna do, take off again? Okay, folks, you wanna play games? We're up again. Now we'll show you turbulence. Hey, remember how to use those oxygen masks? We'll be good, we'll got this. Turbulence is frightening. I don't understand people that go to amusement parks. I spend most of my time trying not to be nauseous or dizzy. Excuse me, could you strap me in upside down? Yes, I'd like to be as sick as humanly possible. What is it? You wake up one morning, you go, you know, I feel great today. I really feel great. I think I'll go down to Funland and snap my neck on the back of a ride. Honey, let's bring the kids. We can get them a spinal cord injury for Christmas. Come on. Everybody I love, I want being shot through a tunnel in the dark 200 miles an hour. Come on.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Got a good reason for taking the easy way out.
the Beatles, Day Tripper, actually the flip side of a hit song called We Can Work It Out, but it became, you know, every Beatles song on the 45 RPM records, each side was a hit side. I mean, they didn't have a bad side to their songs. It's 6:11, I'm Don Rosen, and I want to thank you for joining me here on this Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, huh? Got a weekend coming around. The forecast for today looks nice. Sunny highs near 73. Don't need too much air conditioning, although we got the air conditioning fixed in our studio. It's working this morning. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows 68 tonight. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs 84 and partly sunny with a high near 76 degrees on Sunday. Right now, partly cloudy, 61 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park with Dion.
I want to go home where I belong. Cause now I'm just alone. What can I do? What can I say? I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home.
Dion of the Belmonts, Dion, all three, Dion and Lonely Teenager. It's 6:14, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Hey, someone's going viral on TikTok for their life hack to get a real person instead of AI to take your order from a Taco Bell drive-thru. Just say you want 1,000 waters, and soon after a human will be brought in. Of course, you could probably just say, I want to speak to a human or something, and I guess, you know, that would probably work too, you think? Ain't summer without the Beach Boys, huh? Here's fun, fun, fun. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha and AM 1400 everywhere.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. See, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. The radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid
well,
away.
Well, where is the standard? Cause she walks, looks and cries like an
you
ace.
You walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Sad, we're down to Al Jardine and Mike Love from the Beach Boys. All the Wilson boys are gone. Carl, Dennis, and Brian, gone. Man, I feel terrible. Yesterday, we lost Connie Francis. They interviewed her. We'll play Pretty Little Baby again later on. Pretty Little Baby was one of her early songs. It was not a big hit when she made it, but now it's a big song. Because on TikTok, everyone's using that song to lip sync to. And for some reason, it brought her back again. I was listening to Connie's interview last night on ABC World News. And they asked her, how do you feel? You're making a comeback. And you didn't even do anything. Your song Pretty Little Baby is coming back again. And she was all excited about it that a new generation has discovered that song. And yeah, that was kind of neat. Hey, this is very neat. A group of girls in Lubbock, Texas set up a lemonade stand to raise money for Camp Mystic Flood Relief. And it brought in more than expected. So far, $20,000. Meanwhile, two sisters in Fort Worth, Texas, did the same thing. They brought in $5,000 in one single day. Good for them. Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing The Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Beat the heat with Just Brew It. Powering through the workday, cruising to the beach. Just Brew It in Union Grove has all the bold cold brews and signature summer sips to keep you ready for anything. Plus, catch the crew at the Racine County Fair July 23rd through the 27th. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Years ago, I heard the carol in that song was Carole King. That's who he sang it about. That's what I heard. I mean, I didn't check with anybody, but I just heard that rumor floating around. You put sunscreen on your dog. Don't laugh. According to a new survey, most people don't, but we should. Dogs can get sunburned just like people can. It can lead to all sorts of issues, including skin cancer. The American Kennel Club Association, that's the AKC, recommends a waterproof, unscented dog screen with an SPF of at least 30. So when you're taking your dog for a walk this summer and it's hot outside, keep that in mind. 625 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here come the Shirelles.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station, WRJN. Thank you for joining us here this morning on this Friday at 6:27. Well, here's an interesting poll that probably has a lot of truth in it. 48% of Americans say switching to a healthy lifestyle would simply make them miserable. It's exactly 6:30, and he's back from a successful Mount Kilimanjaro safari. What do you climb Mount Kilimanjaro on vacation? He's back. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on right now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Home sales in Racine County jumped 15% in June year-to-year sales, while Kenosha County saw a slight dip. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says buyers everywhere continue to see a competitive market and low inventory. Racine County's second quarter sales are up 5% over last year, with median prices rising to around $298,000. In Kenosha, sales for the quarter fell by 6%, even as home values climbed to nearly $292,000 as an average. The realtors say new construction is lagging in both counties, making it tough for prospective buyers to find affordable options. An international organization with deep ties to Racine wants a new state license plate. A plate honoring Rotary International is under consideration by the Wisconsin DMV, with public comment open through August 16th. The service group founded by Racine native Paul P. Harris says they would direct proceeds from the license plate towards global initiatives in peace, health, and education. It would cost an extra $25 in an annual donation to get the plate and to help the organization. SC Johnson will keep some jobs in Chicago, but those making the move to Mount Pleasant will do so over the next year. SC Johnson is bringing about 170 positions back to Racine County. The company says the move is due to a new business structure dividing North American and international brands. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
If you're a consumer that likes to buy local and know where your food comes from, think about investing in your county fair exhibitors. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. County fairs give people an excellent opportunity to find out more about the young people that are exhibiting livestock, and also gives them an excellent opportunity to purchase top quality livestock for the freezer. Andy Geis is the current president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors. He's also an owner and operator of a meat processing service himself in Merrill. He says the benefits of buying animals at the county fair go beyond just the quality of the product that you take home.
These kids are, they learn so many life skills. So, yeah, getting involved with your local 4-H and, is a big part of, all the community. So I encourage people to reach out and check it out. No, the fair animals are a little bit higher priced, but the quality of the meat is the best of the best. You know where it come from. You know that it was properly raised. We've done some studies, too, where if you went to the store and bought, your roast and your hamburger and your steaks and all of that type of stuff, it's cheaper to buy a quarter or a half of beef. Cheaper and better quality.
Andy Geis, president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors, he said, if you're thinking about investing in purchasing an animal at the county fair, think storage space. A typical upright freezer in your kitchen holds about 4 cubic feet of meat. That's roughly what you'd get from a single fair pig.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And speaking of county fairs and trying to locate those youth livestock auctions, just go to wifairs.com under the events tab. You'll see all the county fairs that are happening this weekend as well as through the rest of the summer. And each one of them has a schedule that you can cross-reference for when their youth livestock auctions are happening. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. If you have the day off today, you picked a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, shower or a storm possible later after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature is 54.
Shopping for women is the toughest experience a man will ever have because we do not understand your stuff, okay? We don't understand your clothes because, first of all, women don't buy clothes. Too easy to buy clothes. No, women have to buy outfits. For every occasion, a woman has an outfit, okay? And there's some kind of secret competition going on that if two women show up at the same time, in the same place, in the same outfit, there's going to be trouble. See, that doesn't apply to men. If we show up dressed the same, we figure we got it right. So we try to buy you clothes, ladies, but you have this size thing going on, all right? And the size is just a number. We don't understand the number. We don't know how the number works. Men's clothes, simple. Measure your waist, that's your size. With women, you get some arbitrary number. The only thing we know about the number is we better not get the number too big.
Finger now, it doesn't mean a thing.
To the Playboys, this diamond ring. It's going to be sunny today. Highs near 73. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 68. Chance of more showers and thunder bumpers tonight. I should say tomorrow. Highs near 84. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 76. Right now, partly cloudy. It's really nice out there. 61 degrees at Radio Park. I stuck my beak out the window, out the door a few minutes ago. It's really nice. All right. How bad do you really want $1 million? A poll asked people, would you leave your partner for $1 million? Shockingly, 43% of people said yes. Oh, there's a true love, huh? 21% would pass on the $1 million if it meant they'd lose access to social media. 40% of Americans said they would accept $33 million, even if it meant financially ruining someone else. Another 46% said they'd consider it, depending on who gets destroyed in the process. 48% would embarrass themselves on live TV for $1 million. And people do it every week on the reality shows. They do it for less than that. But 13% would do it for just $5,000 or less. 4% would do it for $500. Any takers for $50? And finally, this is the most shocking one of all. 15% would frame a friend for a crime they knew they didn't commit for $1 million. There's a true friend for you, right? And you don't know who it is either. Look around. Here's Scott McKenzie now.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear.
People in motion.
sounds antiquated today and you say, flowers in your hair, what's that all about? I know, but that's the way it was about 1967, 1968. That's the way it was in San Francisco, Haight-Ashbury area in San Francisco. It was like that in my high school. You know, the girls came in with flowers in their hair. It was, that's the way it was back then. I know, it seems so odd, doesn't it? 6:43, local news, time to hit to WRJN. I might be a cynic, but it's probably never a good idea to walk outside your home and have a stranger run up to you and give you a hug. Case in point, cops in California have caught a pair of hugging bandits. They'd walk up to a stranger, give them a hug, take their jewelry, and run off. Yeah, I don't want people, I don't like people hugging me, you know, anyway. But a random stranger on the street? No, wouldn't do it. Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, 6:43 at WRJN. Here's Lady Willpower.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Lady, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. No one ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn. And I would gladly teach you.
See Gary Puckett and the Union Gap on stage. Remember, they used to come out like on the Ed Sullivan Show. You know what they do? They wore Union soldier from the Civil War. They wore the Union soldier outfits. And they did that during their whole career. Even through all their hits, every other appearances and everything. Because they were Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. You get it? That's why they dress like that. All right. Paul on Airplane Etiquette found 88% of us think reclining your seat is okay. For someone who's 6'3" and needs a little bit of leg room, it's not okay, just so you know. We're split on taking shoes off. 76, let's see, there's about 50-50 thing people say you can take your shoes off on a plane. 76% say socks must stay on. I agree. 73% say it's fine to tuck a jacket or purse in the overhead bin, even if you didn't have to pay for carry-on. I guess some people feel that the overhead bin is for people who paid to have extra carry-on luggage on the plane. When did you have to start paying for carry-on luggage? Now, I haven't flown in years. But I got to tell you, I never heard of having to pay to bring carry-on luggage on. Probably just another reason why I don't like to fly, huh?
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. And unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides. The Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. And trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644. Or online at hoglawyer.com.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect through the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and what's in, exploding to space. Like a true nature's child, we were born. We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
back memories of Easy Riders, Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild. It's 6:53, local news. Timeless hit to WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 73. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Lows 68 tonight, highs 84 tomorrow. Partly sunny Sunday, highs near 76. Partly cloudy, 61 degrees right now at Radio Park. You know, all kinds of people run for public office, but check out this guy. A candidate for the New Hampshire House of Representatives hoped that people can look past his murder conviction from 35 years ago when he beat and strangled a motel manager to death. He says he made some bad choices when he was younger, but he learned from them. Yeah, we can just brush that off. That's nothing anymore. Okay, well, congratulations. You gotta be kidding me. You want to just forget about that? The Birds, here's Mr. Tambourine Man. Tambourine Man, the Bird, 6:56, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, this should help you sleep the sleep of angels tonight. According to this survey, 22% of people believe it's likely they've interacted with a serial killer in their lifetime, or they might someday. 8% say it's very likely. There's currently in the news now, the Gilgo Beach serial killer on Long Island. This has been all over. 2020 did a report of him, so did Dateline. This guy's a nut. Pretty sure he killed these four or five people out at Gilgo Beach on Long Island. He lived 10 blocks from me when I was growing up in Massapequa, New York. Isn't that something, huh? So I guess we kind of do. I remember once I was at the pallet shop in downtown Milwaukee, and that's where Jeffrey Dahmer used to pick up his victims near the pallet shop. Whoa! And we used to go there to get our supplies. Good store, but wow, knowing Jeffrey Dahmer was hanging around outside. So you never know. Maybe you haven't interacted with a serial killer. You're not even aware of it. 6:57, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, a civic media station, hometown radio, refreshed.
When I die and the name is best, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go.
Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. Good morning. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's giving up some ground to both Democrats and Republicans, calling for release of files related to the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. He's directed the Attorney General.